broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Crazy World Series game last night. You had the Dodgers being able to take care of business. You got a college football slate that's, listen, I think the biggest secret right now, not even secret, but I mean, the college football slate for the next couple of weeks is not good, folks. It's not. And something the NFL won't admit, but I will admit to you, the last 3 weeks in the NFL hasn't been very good either, folks. Welcome on in to Saturday Tailgate, ESPN 106.3, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez in the house. We're taking you all the way up till 10 a.m. I hope everyone had a great Halloween. I was out and about on Halloween last night. Now, I'm not dressed up on Halloween, guy. And Damien, and welcome on in, brother. And first off, you know, my birthday is the day before Halloween. You know, growing up, we did the dress up. I had my friends over. You know, my house. We would go around the neighborhood. You know, we did the whole Halloween thing. But I probably stopped doing Halloween 15, 16. Probably stop dressing up. I have costumes. I just, you know, I saw some guy last night. So my dad, Tony, is in town. I took my dad to HMF last night for the Halloween party. And we saw, you know, guy in cow shirt. I mean, like, just the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. I go, Dad, I don't think I could ever walk out of the house looking like that. Like, how do you look at it? And listen, it's Halloween. I understand. But this gentleman had to be about, you know, 55 years old, too. And if I'm sitting there at 31 kind of shaming you for a Halloween costume. Now, listen, give him some credit. The women that they were with, you know, okay? But, like, and maybe that was why. All right? Maybe that was why. The girls wanted to dress up. But fair play to you. Fair play to you, mate. I can't do that. I'm not dressing up on Halloween. I'm not doing the whole song and dance. But people do it, Dave. People do it.
Yeah, and it's, in a way, it's a sacrifice. I mean, it's one night of the year. You go out, you have fun. My thing is, and I know the weather's been beautiful here in Florida this time around, but in Florida, it's hard to dress up, man. You got the humidity. You got the heat. I can't imagine being in a cow suit in Florida, especially in South Florida.
Last night was perfect, by the way. Last night, the weather was absolutely perfect. And before I, you know, I guess joined in on the Halloween festivities, I was at the Muck Bowl, and I'll tell you what, Damien, that was my first Muck Bowl, and I want to thank all of the great people in that Pahokee press box last night. First off, Coach, the legendary Coach Roge in the press box won countless state titles on the basketball side, was AD there, coached Anquan Bolden at a young level at football, too, is still very, very close with Anquan Bolden. Obviously, they call Pahokee Stadium now the Anquan Bolden Stadium, you know, from Fred, the Ken, all the people in that press box last night had a great time. How about this? So there's the referee in the press box that like helps with calls and whatever, and that was Ken. He saw my hat, Damien. He goes, "OH, brother."
Oh boy.
And from Ohio, East Side, like my dad, Beachwood, you know, the kind of that area.
They just played too, right?
And well, the Buckeyes play today, and they play Penn State. We'll get to that. Godforsaken Penn State, who hasn't won a Big Ten game after firing their head coach and Drew Aller being injured. But he looked at me, he goes, "Yeah, you know, we were there at the same time, him and his son and me." So, like, you know, that was the whole thing. Jimmy Bell is always great, too. Got our color commentator here on ESPN 106.3. It was great to see Jimmy again. You know, Jimmy coached Devin Hester. Coach knows his ball, man. And I love doing those games with Coach Bell. So we had a ton of fun in the Muck. Now, the game wasn't as good. I even think the Pahokee people will tell you this. The game didn't go the way we wanted it to. Pahokee had numerous chances in the game. The issue was, you know, they kept going downfield, Dame. Middle of the field was wide open. The drag routes, they weren't taking what the defense was giving them, and they were trying to force that long ball downfield. And they have the athletes to do it. I mean, on the year going into that game, Pahokee had about three receivers who were inching close to 300-yard marks in multiple touchdown seasons. So they've been able to do that. But you got to give credit to Omar Hogglebook, head coach of Glade Central. They had the double high safety, and they were covering the deep ball all night last night. And I'll tell you what, that Algeron, their freshman, he's something special on the Goyt Central side. So very talented football players last night in the Muck Bowl. It was good to kind of be entrenched in that community last night. I did get some barbecue after the game.
Biggest rivalry in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I for the Pahokee side, we listen to all my Goyt Central people listening. For Poitier, that was great quarterback in Taj Barnes. The defense pitched a shutout on the road, hostile territory. And I think Algernon Crawford is, I think, going to be one of the better players in Palm Beach County. But as a neutral, I probably, you know, God, you wish Pahokee would have scored late in that game.
Yeah.
And we would have got some late drama. But I got to give a shout out to Auntie Denise, who gave me some barbecue. She goes, here's, you know, they had boxes of barbecue, Dame, after the game. And she goes, ESPN. She goes, get over here. She goes, here's a box of barbecue and tell them Auntie D gave it to you tomorrow on the radio. So Auntie D, thank you for the barbecue.
Here's your shout out. Thank you, Auntie D.
It's fantastic, Auntie D. Fantastic. But 888-760-3776, that's that number to call on in. Did you go out? Were you out in Palm Beach County for Halloween? Were you at the Muck Bowl last night? We're going to get into that college slate here coming up. Did you watch the World Series? I was watching the World Series while hanging out with my dad last night in Palm Beach County. So 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. Dame, speaking of the World Series, I took our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. All right, the Dodgers were +200 to win the series after going down 3-2. I took that.
Wow.
I hopped all over that action. How can't you? I mean, geez.
Absolutely.
I understand. And the Blue Jays, I think their fans and their team feels like, a lot of people feel like this should already be over. You know, they took the Dodgers to the brink of destruction to 18 innings. They were a weird hop of the ball away from winning three games in a row and closing that thing out in Los Angeles. But that's why baseball is great. You know, the variables and just the
margin for error.
I don't want to say the randomness, but I guess the randomness of baseball sometimes, the way that things go. Last night was fascinating because you had Roky Sasaki in the game in the ninth inning, top of the ninth, runners on second and third, no outs. They pull Sasaki for Tyler Glasnow. Now, for those of you who don't know who Tyler Glasnow is, starting pitcher, he started two games ago. So Blake Snell started in game five. Glasnow started in game four. Let's fast forward to game six. Roky Sasaki, the young Japanese flamethrower, is in trouble in the ninth. He's got runners on second and third. You got a two-run lead. The winning run is at the plate. They take out Sasaki, and they put in the veteran and starting pitcher Glasnow. He gets three straight outs. Now, the story was the line out and the double play. What's he doing off the bag? I'll listen to all of that. I cannot believe the base running there. But that's and Dave Roberts has been questioned throughout the postseason if it wasn't keeping Snell in against the Brewers in the NLCS. And, they've questioned Roberts throughout the series. I thought that was a good call last night. That is a game where you throw everything in the kitchen sink, and you're going to see that in Game 7 coming up tonight. And that's one thing Colin and I talked all the time on Russo and Rizzo. You can listen to Russo and Rizzo Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Colin Russo and myself, Mike Rizzo. It's something Colin and I talked about. We, as a neutral, we wanted a Game 7, and that's exactly what we're getting tonight. A throw everything out the window. Everyone is playing. If we need them to play, this is the last game of the season. You are going to do everything you need to do to win the ball game. And on the bump tonight, you got undecided, the Dodgers. Sorry, I'm like, who are the Dodgers going with? They're undecided. But the Blue Jays are going to go with Max Scherzer, who went about 4.2 the last time he was out on the field. But you saw, you know, Yamamoto, Glasnow. You saw all these big names last night pitch for the Dodgers. I'm assuming they're not going to be pitched tonight, but it's a Game 7, you know. One day rest. Get the hell out there. We need you. That's the kind of baseball game that you like. That's the kind of game where you're going to want to tune into with whatever beverage, drink. I mean, this is must-see TV tonight coming up at 8 o'clock in Toronto. I am interested to see, though, Damian, who the Dodgers decide to go with. My best guess, I it should be Ohtani's game. This should be Ohtani. They've went, so let's think about it. They went after that crazy extra inning game, they went Glasnow, Yamamoto. This should be Shohei. This should, or Snell too. They went Glasnow, Snell, Yamamoto. This should be Shohei. So I hope he plays. I hope we get to see the best player in baseball in a Game 7 situation. But the Dodgers have not decided a pitcher yet, and I think that's fascinating. I think that tells you a lot. Yeah, because Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, this should be Shohei Ohtani's game. And they haven't, and listen, they're not going to start Kershaw. All right, so for those of you listening on the radio dial, on the ESPN South Florida app, they're not going to, as much as the great story of, oh, Kershaw starts the game, pitches well, and they win the World Series, that's not going to happen here. They're deciding if they want to pitch Ohtani, and if they don't want to pitch Ohtani, are they going to go to Glasnow, who just pitched last night, who would technically be after Shohei Ohtani? Fascinating stuff. This is why you love a Game 7 in baseball. But if you got a take on the baseball, 888-760-3776, are you rooting for the Dodgers? Are you rooting for the Blue Jays? Sadly, I want to root for the Dodgers because they're the American team. You know, Damien, I tell you all the time
tough,
on this.
Tough to root for the Dodgers.
Tell you all the time on this program, I'm a red-blooded American. But at the same time, oh, God, you're really going to root for that?
What are
you
going to
root for that monstrosity?
What are your thoughts on the wedge last night? Because it was a pretty significant moment in the game. Bottom of the ninth, man on first and second. I believe it was zero outs. Was that a dead ball for you?
You want to know what I have? It didn't affect the outcome of the game. That's what I'm happy about. These calls,
not directly, but
it didn't affect the outcome of the game.
It would have brought in a run or two
because Glasnow came in and just candy barred that door and it was over. But you hate to see it. You hate to see a call like that in the situation. At the time, I probably would agree that it was the right call. I probably would. Sasaki, damn, he was rattled. Sasaki was rattled in that baseball game. That's why they took him out. And that's been his spot. I told you, we need to give Dave Roberts some credit today. That's why I think Roberts did a good job in the ballgame was because he wasn't afraid to change things up. You said we got Craig and Boca? Craig, what's going on, partner? You're on Saturday Tailgate, ESPN 106.3. What do you got?
Hey, what's happening, Mike? Much like you, man, I got out of the whole dressing up for Halloween thing. It wasn't really something that I did as a kid, not because my parents were against it, but I was either playing football, and if we were good, there's still practice. If we stunk, well, basketball started early, so my dad was like, go run sprints, go to practice. But last night, I was out with my kid, and the amount of adults that still dress up blew my mind. However, I was in a cool neighborhood. They had the kids section, and then a lot of houses had the parents section where they were giving away some, we'll say, 21-plus samples. And it was a good time. I'll tell you that for sure.
So Craig, what you're telling me is they had mini fireball shots for the parents as they were walking their kids last night.
Oh, there were some people that they were making like witches brew potion stuff. Some people had the fireball. Some people had Jello shots. One guy had a cooler, said grab whatever you want. I mean, it was wild. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, but even for me, I'm like, yo, this is wild. And it was great. I can't wait for next Halloween. But for Game 7 tonight, I think you got to put the ball in Shohei's hand, and you got to say, hey, like, it's either your arm or your bat that's going to win it for us tonight. So I'm with you. I think they got to put Shohei out there. I think you try to get him to get you the first, you know, 3, 6, 9 innings if you want to do a bullpen game, whatever it is. But I think that ball's got to be in his hand for the first pitch.
Now, Craig, where do you lean tonight in the game? Do you lean Dodgers? Do you lean Blue Jays?
And this is not because I'm a Yankee fan. I'm just being honest. the Dodgers. If the Blue Jays were going to win it, they were going to win it last night.
Yeah.
I don't see how they do it. Like, I love Vladdy. I love Bichette. I love George Springer. I mean, I'm saying this as a Yankee fan. They've had a hell of a run, the Blue Jays. That you Savage kid, who's, 22 and only been in the show since September. I mean, they're a wonderful story. And if that wonderful story was going to be a beautiful ending, it would have been last night. I just don't see how they overcome a Dodgers team like this. I mean, and who's to say Freddie Freeman doesn't break another heart with a walk-off game winner to end it tonight?
Now, Craig, you got a hangover from the witch's brew you were sipping on last night?
No. I had to be well behaved. I'm actually out and about right now. I have a couple of things that I got to do and get done. I got that honeydew list, so I got a little project in the backyard.
I see.
Going to get a couple supplies today.
Yeah, you got to get that done before the football starts. Craig, we appreciate the call, brother. Thanks for listening on in, my man.
Have a good one, fellas.
So he brought up a couple of things about the Blue Jays there that I like. Why do I feel like they needed to win last night?
That's a great point.
I was with my dad, Tony. We were driving, and my dad goes, those people thought they were winning a World Series last night. And I totally agree. Dame, as a Guardian fan, 2016, we thought the same thing in Game 6. You lose Game 6, and it's like, oh, God. Then the pressure is really on in that Game 7 where everything's out the window. I think I agree with Craig. I think they needed to win last night. And they had that chance with runners on second and third. Damien, you bring up the balk, but I think they needed it. I think they needed that game last night. And then, folks, if you need somewhere to watch the World Series, Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway is your spot all season long for football and the MLB postseason. Now, we're almost coming to an end for the MLB postseason. We will be coming to an end tonight after Game 7. But my friends at Pig Beach Barbecue have the best video walls, big screen TVs, and audio system in Florida. It is a place to watch all of the games and enjoy incredible barbecue, burgers, signature sandwiches, beers, cocktails, and much, much more as you cheer on your favorite teams. They have the NFL Sunday ticket. So if you're at Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway, just ask them. Ask them to throw on that game that you want to watch. They have the Sunday ticket, so make sure you are watching the game you want to watch. And their late night happy hour menu will keep you cheering through the end of these late games. Do football season and MLB postseason right at Pig Beach Barbecue. Stop up there tonight. That's 2400 South Dixie Highway. And Damien and I talk about it all the time. Their pulled pork and mac and cheese. Thank me later. Thank me later. Get the pulled pork, get the mac and cheese, and maybe even ask for a bun on the side because they give you so much of it. Ask for that bun on the side, make a little sandy. That's Pig Beach Barbecue, 2400 South Dixie Highway. We got a Game 7 in baseball coming up tonight. Our caller, Craig there, Craig and Boca, also mentioned, you got to pitch Ohtani. Like, it's your turn to pitch. You got to pitch Ohtani with Glasnow pitching last night. What are you going to, are you going to go to Glasnow? You're obviously not going to go to Yamamoto. He's the starting pitcher last night, and then Blake Snell pitched two nights ago. How about Blake Snell was absolutely untouchable? The lefty southpaw Blake Snell was untouchable up until the World Series. He's given up 10 earned runs in the Fall Classic. 10 earned runs in the Fall Classic. He had one earned run in two starts prior to that. So I think, when it comes to Snell, I don't want to say that Dave Roberts is not going to go to him at any point because it's a Game 7, and I think you are going to need all hands on deck, but it's going to be interesting to see how Roberts manages it. And the Dodger bullpen has stunk all series. Really has. I mean, even Sasaki, who is kind of their hybrid, that's what I would call him. I don't think he's going to be a lifelong bullpen arm, but that's just how they've been using him during this playoff run. They got him from Japan to be a starting pitcher. But Dave Roberts has kind of used him in that late game role early. I remember you saw him against the Phillies. You saw him in their early NL playoff series against the Brewers. It was literally carbon copy what happened last night in that game one against the Brewers. Sasaki comes in, makes a mess of the situation, and against the Brewers, it was Trinan who came in and saved the day. This time it was Tyler Glasnow who came in to save the day. So, guys, pumped up for for that game seven on the baseball side. Damien, you want to know what I'm not necessarily pumped up for?
What's that?
The college football slate today. It kind of stinks. It kind of stinks, mate.
That's usually when we get a few good games.
Kind of. I got to be honest with you, Dame. The next 3 weeks, Colin and I, Colin Russo and I, we were looking at the schedule. Where were we? I mean, Dame, we were all over the place this week. We were at the boat show. I think we were at the boat show. Colin goes, Riz, these games stink.
As you're sitting in a yacht.
Yeah, as we were sitting in a yacht at the boat show. For those of you that didn't know, the Autograph Yacht Group was nice enough to have us out at that boat show. And they had us on the Azmat model, the Azmat yacht. And it was a lot of fun. But Kyle looked at me and goes, Mike, these games stink. And he goes, we're a long way away from Thanksgiving. Damien, we're about 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving here. Got a long way to go.
This is the filler weeks.
I reminded Kyle, usually this is where like we get an upset. Now, I'm knocking on wood and touching my lucky Buckeye hat that it's not Ohio State at home versus 3-4 and 0-4 in the Big Ten Penn State. But the ranked matchups, and I want to make sure I'm correct on this, and we'll talk more about this coming up later on. But the ranked matchups team, Vanderbilt at Texas. Texas is playing for their season. Now, the cool part right now with the SEC is that these are starting to turn into elimination games. If you lose more than two games right in the SEC, you're probably not getting in to the college football playoff. So Texas, who has about three games left to go on the schedule, sitting there with eight, you know, you play 12, they lose another game, they're probably out of the playoff sweepstakes. If you go 9-3, look at what happened to Alabama and South Carolina last year.
Especially with the expectations Texas had coming into the season.
That game is in Austin. Arch Manning, who I still think could be a solid quarterback. I'm not throwing Archie under the bus quite yet. But it hasn't been the Heisman season that people thought we were going to be seeing from Archie. But that's a big home game for him. And Vanderbilt and that Diego Pavia. Damien, ask me what I think of Diego Pavia as a miserable Cleveland Brown fan.
What do you think about Diego Pavia as a miserable Cleveland Browns fan?
I think that he might be a carbon copy of Baker Mayfield. I think
he's a gamer.
He is an gamer. Absolute gamer. What do Colin and I say? Bo Nix, Baker Mayfield, gamer. Diego Pavia, gamer. You know, the Browns would never look into drafting Diego Pavia because, you know, he probably doesn't do well on Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry's Microsoft Excel stat geeks. That are running that show up there. But Pavia versus Manning will be fun. That's going to be a noon game. The Hurricanes are taking on SMU. Listen, I mentioned I was at the Muck Bowl last night. A lot of Hurricane fans in Pahokee with the great Anquan Boldin. A couple of Hurricane fans are telling me how this is going to be a game today. I said, listen, if Miami, and I like Miami, I root for Miami. Uncle B, Uncle Byrne went to Miami. I try to tell all you people down here. I know I'm Buckeyes, Buckeyes, Buckeyes. My Florida team is Miami, mate. All right? If Miami is a great team like I think they are with a great defense, great skill weapons, and a good offense, they win this game by two scores. I don't want to hear SMU. They're 3-1 in the ACC. So what? 3-1 in the ACC. ACC stinks.
I was going to say, that doesn't mean much.
It's like the Big Ten has two teams right now in Ohio State and Indiana. The only league where you go, good conference record. That's the only thing it's a good conference record. The only place you could do that is the SEC because of the amount of good teams. I think there might be a great team in Alabama in the SEC, but I think there are a ton of good teams at the same level. Regardless, spare me with the 3-1 SMU in the ACC. Okay, Miami, the number 10 team in the country, one loss on the year. Figure it out on the road. This is a game you should win by two scores. And do you want to know the big thing I heard from a Hurricane fan last night? They don't trust Carson Beck. They don't trust a fifth-year quarterback. And I know I could
He lost them a game.
Could hardly blame him. I could hardly blame him. But the fact that that is the biggest question mark on this football team this year, I don't know if you got to look at the head coach, I'm not going to throw Beck under the bus. I'm not. Beck, 2 years ago, was on a great Georgia team, and last year he got injured and played well enough to get his team into the college football playoff. We'll do the four interception game, unacceptable. Hurricane fan, unacceptable. I'm not sitting here trying to make excuses for him. It was unacceptable. I'd be losing my mind if Julian Sain did that. All right. But you give him the benefit of the doubt because he's a fifth-year quarterback. You think he'd be able to step up in a big spot in a weak ACC. Miami's defense, top five defense in the country. Miami's skill weapons, they are top five and maybe even higher. That Malachi Toney is probably the third best wide receiver in the country behind Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate.
Just get him the ball. Just put it in his hands. That's all Carson Beck has to do is get it in Malachi Toney's hands.
That kid is unbelievable. Heritage, I believe he went to Heritage High School here in South Florida. They maybe looked that up in the break, Dame, but I know he's a Florida kid. I know he went to...
True freshman.
Yeah.
I know that.
I know he's a Florida kid. I think he went to Heritage. I could be wrong on that, but Toney has been incredible. Miami's going to be just fine. I think they're going to... I know they don't necessarily control their own fate within the ACC. Dare I say, best case scenario is Miami loses one game in the conference and doesn't make that ridiculous conference title game.
American Heritage Plantation.
Heritage, yeah. I thought he played at Heritage. But and that's Malachi Toney, by the way. A top receiver in the country as a freshman for Miami. Like, Damien, for me, a conference championship means a lot. Like, the Buckeyes haven't won a conference championship since 2019. We need that trophy. But a team like Miami... And I guess, actually, I'm probably talking to the wrong fan base. Miami's never won the ACC. So those fans probably want to win the ACC. But dare I say, best case scenario is Miami wins out, doesn't make the conference championship game, and gets a week of rest and gets it going in the playoff. I don't know. It's the chicken or the egg conversation. Would you rather play and stay fresh, or would you rather get the rest? And they switched up the format this year in the college football playoff, too, with the automatic buys and stuff. Because remember, Oregon won the Big Ten last year, had time off, and then the Buckeyes bamboozled them in one of the greatest games I've ever watched.
Yeah, I think that time off can sometimes play against you in a way.
Dylan Gabriel? That was the downfall. That game started...
That's your quarterback, man. Come on.
It's not my quarterback. That's Kevin Stefanski's quarterback, from what I've been told. That was Kevin Stefanski's hand-picked pick in the third round. When everyone had about a 7-round draft grade.
He thought he was
on
to something, huh?
Oh, God. What a mess. Damien, don't get me started. Don't get me started. No one here in Palm Beach County wants to hear me complain about those Cleveland Browns. We're grasping for straws with top 25 matchups, Dame. I mean, outside Oklahoma, Tennessee's the big one. That's the big one at Neyland. That's an elimination game. Damien, we talk about elimination games. College football playoff, SEC, 6-2 Oklahoma, 2-2 in the conference against 6-2 Tennessee, 3-2 in the conference. That is an elimination game. We're going through all this college football right now, and you want to know what's got me fired up, folks? The 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl down in Boca. It's a beautiful Flagler Credit Union Stadium. You could get your pre-sale sign up by going to BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. That's Boca RatonBowl.com/tickets. You can get your 2025 pre-sale sign up. And if you go to BocaRatonBowl.com, you could keep up to date with all the great events, all the social media that they got going on. 52 days out. We are 52 days out. December 23rd, beautiful Flagler Credit Union Stadium in Boca. Let's spend the holidays in absolute paradise with the Boca Raton Bowl. It's the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl. I will be there on site. I will see you guys there. 888-760-3776. Game 7 in the MLB tonight. Are they going to pitch Shohei Ohtani? It's Shohei Ohtani's turn to pitch. Are they going to pitch Shohei Ohtani in a must-win Game 7? Where do you lean? Where do you lean in the upcoming game? Do you think my ticket of plus 200 for the Dodgers to win, do you think that's going to hit? I took that with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet 2 days ago.
Plus 200. What do they know? Because plus 200 for the Dodgers, being if they won last night, tying
no,
up the
Dame,
series.
No, Dame, I took this 2 days ago when they were down 3-2. I took it when they were down 3-2 and needed to win two games in a row.
I still think that's a snipe, man. That is a steal.
I took this 2 games in a row when they needed to win. Or 2 games in a row. Sorry, I took this when they lost, and now they need to win 2 games in a row. They won last night. They need to win one, but plus 200
steal. They
needed
to win two away games.
Yeah,
too.
And at the time, Toronto was minus 160. So the bet there with Hard, where they're good friends at Hard Rock Bet, that was definitely the Dodgers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damien, Florida football, quickly. My good friend Colin Russo, our director of marketing, Christina Costanza, and one of our marketing consultants, John O'Terry. They are all up in Jacksonville to watch the Florida Gators take on Georgia. And for all my Florida fans out there, you could still get tickets to the Florida football home games. You got the senior night coming up November 29th. Visit FloridaGators.com to secure your seat. And November 29th, senior day, is against in-state rival Florida State. Go to FloridaGators.com to secure your seat. That is FloridaGators.com/tickets to secure your seat. So Florida and Georgia, we'll talk a little bit about the biggest cocktail party in the country coming up next, but that is Florida Gator football, folks. If you want to get hands on the final home game of the season coming up November 29th against in-state rival Florida State, visit FloridaGators.com to secure your seat. That is FloridaGators.com. Taking a timeout, coming right back. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez live at the City Play Studios, downtown West Palm Beach on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Damien, I just realized something that is very tragic. As you know, or rather, as people around town might know who listen to Russo and Rizzo, I like to buy subscriptions. I like to, you know, be able to watch all the games. I like to be able to, and as our job, you know, doing what we do as sports broadcasters, you know, I got to make sure I have Amazon and Peacock and ESPN Plus. And Dame, I'm in a real predicament right now.
I think we all are.
I went, so even here at the studio,
yep.
I went to go turn on game day and go see what my guy and fellow Buckeye, Kirk Herbstreit, was talking about today. Where the hell is it?
What's going on? I was looking for it for like 10 minutes, and I thought it was just early, and my brain wasn't working because I couldn't find it. But what? I think you're onto something here.
I mean, instead, I'm watching Leicester City and Blackburn Rovers in a little EFL action. You know, for those of you that don't know, it's the second division of English soccer behind Premier League. I'm happy as a clam still, but at the same time, where the hell is Herbie? Where's game day? Where are they at? I don't even know where they're at. They got to be at Neyland, right? They got to be at Tennessee. We wouldn't know because YouTube TV and ESPN can't figure it out. What's going on?
They got to figure that one out. I mean,
it's a big one, dude.
I don't know what goes into it. I don't know what the negotiations are like.
I don't have the SEC matchup tonight. I don't have Oklahoma and Tennessee tonight.
And how about the timing? I mean, I think it was announced yesterday. I believe
Correct.
Yesterday was the last day, a Friday right before a Saturday game day. I mean, the timing couldn't have been worse.
We saw this happen. Remember, Fox and USA did this because USA had the Ryder Cup, and they were threatening during their kind of dispute that they were going to get off YouTube TV. But listen, folks, I know not everyone has YouTube TV, but I've been since, you know, circa 2021 when I moved to Peoria, Illinois. My 3 years in Peoria, guys, I lived off of YouTube TV, okay? And now it's, here's the saving grace I have for YouTube TV, why I will keep it and hope just something gets figured out. It's got the Sunday ticket thing. And for our job, with how horrible the NFL, and folks, the NFL has been horrible. Let's, like, the last 3 weeks, the NFL has been horrible. Let's not try to sugarcoat it. I've not had fun watching the NFL, and that's not even me just being a Brown fan. As a neutral of some of these other teams, I haven't even had fun watching these games. But with what we do, you got to be in the know on that league.
Red Zone,
they have it.
Red Zone is owned by ESPN now.
I think it's still the NFL Network this year, right? Isn't it the NFL Network this year and then ESPN next year?
If it's still on YouTube TV, that should be the case.
I pay for that monthly. Yeah. If they get rid of that, you're going to get a call from cousin Mike over here that's very upset, wanting his $35 back. Oh, on top of the $70 that he pays. I think I pay an extra $100 for the NFL.
Which is sad.
It's not, though. It's needed.
I agree.
For me, it's needed.
We have to do it, but it's just sad that we have to do it. That's the part that's sad. I mean, this should be free. Let's be honest. The amount of money the NFL makes, and I know a lot of that money is through these TV contracts, these streaming deals, but, I mean, come on, give us a break.
It's never, Dame.
And it's only getting worse. I feel like they're just adding games to new, like they got the Peacock games this year, they got the Prime games, and I believe Netflix is around the corner as well, so interesting to see where we are in about like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it'll never be for free, Dame, but I understand the point. I understand what you're trying to say there. But yeah, I was scouring game day for YouTube TV to Reese and even, you know, that phony Desmond Howard who's from Ohio and went to Michigan. You know, I was looking for the guys. Can't find them this morning. Huh. Mentioned the big matchup tonight, the big SEC matchup, Oklahoma and Tennessee. Two, I think, intriguing stories at this point in the season. You got Brent Venables, who had this Oklahoma team at 5-0 at one point. They're playing great football. They beat Michigan. I don't think personally that means much, but they beat Michigan. And then all hell broke loose after they lost the Red River rivalry. They lost that game 23-6. They probably should not have brought quarterback John Mateer back from injury as soon as they did. He did not look ready for that. They won at South Carolina. Good win, 26-7. You saw the Crimson Tide struggle there last week. But then they go and lose to Ole Miss last week. And Venables kind of sounded like a you-know-what after the fact, saying that they were the better team and this and that, to the point where former FAU Owl coach and current Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin had some funny choice words to say to Brent Venables, who said they were the better team and lost. I mean, it just sounded like sour grapes. Venables and Oklahoma, they're scheduled to end the season at Tennessee, at Alabama, home versus Missouri. Those are three ranked teams. Tennessee is 14 tonight. Alabama is the fourth ranked team in the country. Missouri is 19. Road games at Tennessee and at Alabama. Yeah, Oklahoma's not making the college football playoff, Damian. They're not winning those three games in a row. They might beat Missouri and LSU, but that's going to be four losses on the year. I think they lose tonight in Neyland, and I do think they lose at Alabama, and they're going to end the year at 8-4. And is that good enough for Brent Venables, former defensive coordinator of Clemson, to keep his job? I'm not too sure. Those Oklahoma fans, I don't want to say are spoiled, but this was an Oklahoma team and program that dominated the Big 12. They don't play around, man. If you don't win, you're out. And I think 8-4, Brent Venables, I think a conversation is going to be had there. On the flip side of things for Tennessee in this matchup, remember the ugly situation that happened with Nico Iyer, the former quarterback of Tennessee who ended up transferring to UCLA. That was an ugly situation for head coach Rodney Hupel. But Joey Aguilar, the senior from California, 18 touchdowns on the year, 2,300 yards to 6 interceptions. It's worked out. Hupel just signed a contract. They love him there. He's going nowhere.
And on the other side, if we look at Nico's stats, it's not, you know, it's safe to say that worked out.
That was a bad move by Nico Iyer. It's a bad move. Deshaun Foster gets fired after four games, losing all their non-conference games before Big Ten play. UCLA has played better. Now,
there was talk about him transferring again.
I mean, yeah, as there should be. He's not staying there. If anything, he hasn't played.
It's such a bad look.
He hasn't played well enough to go to the draft. Is he even eligible to go to the draft? I don't know. Is he a redshirt sophomore?
He'll go undrafted.
I'd have to check that. But Tennessee, Hupel's not coaching for his job like how I think Brent Venables is this year. They're keeping him around no matter what. But I do think they win this game and they move on to 7-2. Tennessee made the college football playoff last year. Was it short-lived, getting bamboozled by the Buckeyes? Absolutely. But after this game, Damian, you know, the godforsaken SEC game where you play a terrible opponent at the end of the season is next week for them when they play New Mexico State. They play at Florida. One would assume that's a win. The Gators have been playing with some pride. And then their big one, if they win this game tonight against Oklahoma, the game that they're going to be looking at is their final home game of the year on rivalry weekend against Vanderbilt. I mentioned how much I like Diego Pavia, how much I think he is a gamer. That'll be an interesting one. But Oklahoma and Tennessee, that is the matchup we are all looking at today. And then on that noon slate, Vanderbilt and Texas. Let's take our final timeout of the program. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. Folks, download that Hard Rock Bet app today. No better time to get started with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Coming up next, we're going to make our parlay of the weekend. I'm going to pick some college football games. I'm going to pick some NFL games. And also, Damian Perez, United plays today.
Yes, sir.
Manchester United plays at 11 a.m. They're on a three-game win streak within the Premier League. I'm going to be looking at those lines. But folks, listen to everything I just said. English Premier League soccer, college football, NFL. You got a game seven on the baseball side with who I think most likely Shohei Ohtani is going to be pitching. No better time to get started. And if you're a new gambler on Hard Rock Bet, and say you're a snowbird, all right? If you're a snowbird listening who just flew on down here like my dad, if you don't have a Hard Rock Bet account and you haven't bet on Hard Rock Bet yet, deposit $5. If you win your first bet, you'll get $150 back in bonus bets. You got to win the bet, but you'll get $150 back in bonus bets. So deposit $5, find that lock of the day, and win $150 in free bonus bets. That's our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Also, I want to tell you a little bit about Dare Nightclub. Folks, do you want to win a sports weekend of a lifetime? Dare and Hard Rock Bet have teamed up to give one lucky winner tickets to two epic rivalries in Florida. The Florida versus Tampa Bay hockey game on November 15th and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th. So once again, if you want to win a sports weekend, a Florida sports weekend of a lifetime, Dare and Hard Rock Bet have teamed up to give one lucky winner tickets to two epic Florida rivalries. The Florida versus Tampa hockey game November 15th and the Miami versus New York NBA game on November 17th. You will also get a $1,000 in cash and $500 in bonus bets on Hard Rock Bet. All you got to do to enter to win by heading to the Derek Day Club at the Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So, folks, if you don't have any plans this Sunday when you're watching the NFL, you could enter to win by heading to the Dare Day Club at Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood Hotel and Casino every Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. All you got to do when you're there is place $50 in bets on Hard Rock Bet. It's the place to watch, win, and party every game day. Don't miss out. You've got till November 5th. To enter, are you ready to roll? Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. We are live on that ESPN South Florida app. I need you guys to download that South Florida app today. It's your one-stop shop for everything ESPN 106.3. If you missed what my guy Theo Dorsey was saying on Theoretically Speaking, you could go back and listen on the app. If you missed into what my partner Colin Russo and I were talking about on Russo and Rizzo, you could go back and listen on the app. Inter Miami football. I'm going to be live on the English side at 7 o'clock tonight for game two of the MLS playoffs in the round one matchup between Inter Miami and Nashville in Nashville tonight. I'm live at 7, but if you're a Spanish speaker and you want to listen to Leo Vega, the voice of the Deporte side on 760 AM, all you got to do is go to that South Florida app. My guy Damian Perez behind the glass, he's a lot smarter than I am because he speaks two languages. He's going to go live at 6:30 on 760 AM on the Deporte side. You can listen to that right there on the app. So download that ESPN South Florida app, your one-stop shop for everything South Florida and new Palm Beach County home of the Florida Panthers. The hunt for the three-peat is on the ESPN South Florida app. Final timeout. Coming back with a parlay of the weekend on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Final segment of Saturday Tailgate, 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. Talked a lot today. You got game seven coming up tonight on the baseball side. You have an all right college football slate And Damian, one thing we didn't touch much on today was the NFL. That's why you got Sunday Huddle coming up tomorrow with Kate Chumslin and Colin Russo. They are going to be breaking down all of the action. You can listen to them coming up tomorrow. That is Sunday Huddle. Once again, Colin Russo and Cade Chumslin will have your NFL coverage. But it is time to play, or to place rather, our parlay of the weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Damian, Ohio State this year against the spread. Do you want the numbers?
Probably perfect, I would
six
say.
6-1.
6-1.
The only time they did not cover a point spread for me, Ohio University. And it's funny because it's, you know, both of my schools. Remember, they called that the
Rizzo. That's a silver lining in a way.
They called Ohio State versus OU the Rizzo Bowl, and I wasn't there. So we're taking Ohio State -17.5. We're on Vanderbilt to win. It's simple. Vanderbilt to win on the road, +140. They are dogs. We are on Georgia, -6.5 at -120. And then we're on Tennessee to cover the 2.5-point line at -115. Once again, Tennessee -2.5, Georgia -6.5, Vandy +140, Ohio State -115. That is our parlay of the weekend. $20 will win you $307. Download it today, the Hard Rock Bet app. That's our parlay of the weekend. Ohio State, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Tennessee. $20 to win $307. We've ran out of time here on Saturday Tailgate. Appreciate everyone who listened on in. And I want to remind everybody, download that South Florida app today. It's the one-stop shop to listen to ESPN West Palm. Damian, appreciate your services today. You'll hear Damian and I live with Inter-Miami football later on. Everyone, enjoy your Saturday. We'll talk to you in a bit.